Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. A word of welcome also to all our brothers and sisters who are following us through television, the internet, and also radio. We gather with the church today to celebrate the Feast of the Ascension. On this day, Jesus ascends into heaven to sit at his Father's right hand to intercede for all of us. We ask the Lord to intercede especially for all mothers today as we celebrate Mother's Day, so the Lord continue to bless them and keep them in the palm of his hands. To prepare ourselves to celebrate this Eucharist, let us call to mind our faults and failures and ask God for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Christ,
Let us pray. Gladden us with holy joys, Almighty God, and make us rejoice with devout thanksgiving. For the ascension of Christ your Son is our exaltation, and whether has us gone before in glory, the body is called to follow in hope. Through our Lord Jesus Christ your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen, he presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly, two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking up at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The word of the Lord.
Mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. All peoples, clap your hands, cry to God with shouts of joy, for the Lord the Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the shouts of joy. bells up with a trumpet blast. Sing praise for God, sing praise. Sing praise to our King, sing praise. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you spirit of wisdom and revelation, resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call. What are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe in accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at the right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion. And every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet and gave him a head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. The word of the Lord.
Teach all the nations, says the Lord. I am with you always until the end of the world.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands, and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising God. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. First and foremost, to all of our mothers present with us today, I want to wish you a very happy and a very blessed Mother's Day. Mothers, this is a special day that honors you. And if I could sum it up maybe in a thought or a sentence, mothers bring hope, they bring warmth and kindness and comfort, but above all, our mothers bring us love. You know, I know we all have some type of house or dwelling that we live in, but mothers make them special. Our mothers make them a home. So thank you, moms, very much. We love you. And at the end of our liturgy today, Father Hahn has a special blessing for all mothers. On the solemnity of the Ascension that is celebrated today, the apostles witness Jesus' ascending, if you will, to join the Father in heaven. Today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles in the Gospel of Luke have the same author. Actually, the Acts of the Apostles, which we read first in the Gospel, is a continuation of the Gospel of St. Luke. And if we go back and change the order of these two readings, we will see that Luke's gospel ends with the passage that we read today, and Acts of the Apostles begins and continues the story of Luke's gospel. And if you look in many Bibles, the Bibles that, you know, you look in Acts of the Apostles, it has a subtitle for the opening chapter in Acts of the Apostles as the preparation for Christian mission. The apostles were not only being prepared, they were in a sense being empowered to become who they were really meant to be. But look at these two readings, the Acts of the Apostles and the Gospel, and what do they have in common? You know, when I looked at these two readings, they kind of shouted out a single thought or an idea for me, and that was, do not depart from Jerusalem, stay in the city and wait for the promise of the Father. Wait to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus tells them, you'll be clothed with power from on high. They were told that they were to become, in actuality, the powerful missionaries of the good news. They were told that they were going to be the missionaries of the new covenant of God's kingdom here on earth, and that they would be empowered to do so from on high. And so how is this to happen? We heard the answer in both Acts and in Luke's gospel. They were going to be empowered from high. They were going to receive the Holy Spirit. But if you just think about the apostles here for a minute, it must have been a very difficult day for them, maybe a very sad day. But in essence, Jesus himself told them that they should be glad, because what Jesus is now saying, I am commissioning you. I am sending you. And if I don't go, the Spirit will never come to you so you can receive that Spirit in your heart. And you can become empowered. The great British author, and I'm sure some of you know him, G.K. Chesterton, once wrote, "The really great man is the one who makes others feel great." And while I was on British Authors, another British author, H.G. Wells, I'm sure all of you heard of H.G. Wells, wrote, "The test of greatness is what did the person leave to grow?" But he added one more thing. By this test, Jesus stands first. Wow. Simple but powerful statements. But let's be honest. We do not need British authors to teach us this lesson. We know it from our own lives. We've all experienced this. The ascension for the apostles was a commissioning. And I think they must have felt it or even sensed it in some way. After all, they had been with Jesus for his entire public ministry. And we heard they were filled with joy afterwards, and they returned and stayed in the temple praising God. But repeating what I said before, we all know this lesson from our own lives. Regardless of how old we are at this point in our lives, you see, we know it from the moments when others who were probably at that time responsible for us made us responsible for ourselves, when others allowed us to become self-actualized as human beings, self-actualized as persons. But we also know the joy we experienced when they allowed us to do something on our own for the first time. So it's not that they just allowed us to do it, but think of the joy we had when we were allowed to do this and we completed this mission. In reality, for us, this was a commissioning. It was a task, and it could have been anything. You can think of your own lives. It could have been anything. It could have been driving a car by ourselves for the first time, or even learning how to ride a two-wheeler and being able to go out and do it by ourselves, or even being allowed to babysit for the first time. Whatever it was, we became the one responsible of getting it done. And I think from the beginning, God had done the same thing. God made men and women. He made them the king and the queen and the rulers and organizers of nature. And just look at our Lord Jesus. You might say God did it again. Christ is the light of the world. Christ is the salt of the earth. Christ is the yeast of all human life. Well, guess what? When Jesus left the apostles on that day of his ascension, he invited and commissioned his apostles to be that very same thing. Light, salt, and yeast for all of humankind. Again, remember what he said. Go to the city and stay until you are clothed with power from on high. And so they went, and we know what happened next. Actually, when you read the next chapter of Acts of the Apostles, they stayed together. And Scripture tells us that they devoted themselves to prayer. The rest of the story, so to speak, is the beginning of the church and the descent of the Holy Spirit and the empowerment of the apostles. And next week, my friends, we will experience this during the celebration of Pentecost Sunday, okay? The beginning of our church. So where does this leave us today, over 2,000 years after Jesus' ascension? Well, I can tell you where it doesn't leave us. It doesn't leave us orphaned and alone. On the contrary, look at what has happened over the years since that day of Jesus' ascension. Jesus is alive and well, and the Holy Spirit has empowered the faithful to evangelize, to develop, and continually grow our beautiful and our solid Catholic faith. My friends, this is done person to person, evangelizing those who we contact in our daily lives, being disciples of Jesus, living our lives by reflecting the gospel to those around us. So how does the ascension affect us? One way is to be open to discipleship. Begin a daily prayer life. If you don't have one now, begin a daily prayer life. You can begin very simple. And most importantly, I think, is be open to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit to build and grow God's holy church here on earth, right here in our own parish community. We need workers in the vineyard. And so I say to you, if someone asked you about serving, whether it be a Eucharistic minister, as a lector, working in the RCIA, being an usher, a catechist, or even coming to help make taquitos to feed the homeless, please consider it. I know I'm preaching to the choir to a lot of you because I know a lot of you are involved already. But please consider it. Don't be a, as the saying goes, a pew potato. Please consider it. Because by Jesus' ascension and commissioning those apostles, he's commissioning you. You are being asked to stay in the city. In this case, it's right here in your own parish community. You're being asked to stay in the city, your parish community, and to receive the Holy Spirit into your heart so that you yourself may inspire and lead others to know Christ. So does Christ's ascension touch our life today? You bet it does. My brothers and sisters, I ask that you please pray about this. And if you are approached to serve in some way, please consider it. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the whole of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our God is trustworthy, faithful to divine promises given to us. So now let us turn to God with our prayers for the needs of those around us.
For the safety of all Christians carrying out Christ's mission of love, especially in the Middle East, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our mothers, grandmothers, aunts, and all those who have loved us and been like mothers to us, those who are living and those who have passed on to eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have celebrated the sacraments of initiation this Easter season, as they go forth to proclaim the gospel by their lives, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the church that Jesus left behind, as we lower our gaze from the sky and set about doing the work that he gave us, especially during the Jubilee Year of Mercy, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our troops, that they may be protected and that their efforts to secure peace and justice may meet success, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the intentions of Alma Cochran, who celebrates her birthday, and for the eternal repose of the souls of Margaret Gallagher, Layla Garaby, Luisa Garza, Frank Garza Jr., Valeriana Casas, and Beatrice Castillo, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my friends, for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Father in heaven, your Son ascended gloriously into heaven, where we hope to one day join him. Graciously hear these and all the prayers that we ask, for we ask them through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. We offer sacrifice now in supplication, O Lord, to honor the wondrous ascension of your Son. Grant, we pray, that through this most holy exchange, we too may rise up to the heavenly realms through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for the Lord Jesus, the King of glory, conqueror of sin and death, ascended today to the highest heavens, as the angels gaze in wonder, mediator between God and man, Church of the world and Lord of hosts, he ascended not to distance himself from our lowly state, but that we, his members, may be confident of following where he, our head and founder, has gone before. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with angelic hosts sing together in any hymn of your glory as they acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We pray.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to your second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, the order bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the praise of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you, at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Jesus be saved. God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.